Angela, are we recording? Okay. Did
Okay.
we? Okay.
All right. Well, welcome everybody. This is Robert Lucero Lazzoni. I'm sorry, the Development Hearing Officer for the City of Albuquerque. And today is March 25th, 2026. It's about 9:02 a.m. And we're going to go ahead and call to order today's Development Hearing Officer meeting. Bear with me one second. This is a remote or online hearing where all participants will be on a video or audio conference. Please keep your audio muted and your video off when you are not involved in the case being heard. And please note that we're recording only the audio of this hearing. And because it's audio only, it's important that you give your name each time before beginning your remarks. We will use the chat capability of Zoom to let you know which agenda item is currently being heard. Please watch for that feed. The chat function will also allow you to ask questions of the moderators, who are Jay Rodenbeck and Robert Webb. We want to inform you that all chat conversations will be part of the record. And as such, they are subject to the Inspection of Public Records Act. Please keep your chat comments and all testimony relevant to the hearing. One note for the plat applicants, any plats that are approved today will be electronically signed following the hearing. Mr. J. Rodenbeck and Mr. Jacob Boylan will route those documents through the DFT staff members once the applicant has submitted a final PDF that contains all of the utility signatures. Then the applicants will receive an emailed copy of the fully signed document. If there are conditions of approval, you will need to complete those conditions with the appropriate DFT members and then send the PDFs to Mr. Rodenbeck and Mr. Boylan for electronic signatures. Please note that the city engineer is the final person to sign the plat. Ms. Angela Gomez is our hearing monitor. Ms. Gomez, would you please alert us to changes in today's agenda?
Yes, of course. I have one announcement this morning, and that's for item number 2, PR 2021-005863. The agents have requested a deferral to April 22nd.
Thank you, Ms. Gomez. So sounds like we have a deferral request. Is anybody here to speak on agenda item 2? Anyone, any objection to that deferral request? Scanning through the participants here, and I don't see anyone indicating any problem with that. Last call for any discussion on agenda item 2. Okay, not hearing any objection and having received the deferral request, I hereby defer agenda item 2, that is PR 2021-005863, minor plat 2025-00067. That's a request for minor preliminary final plat submitted by Consensus Planning, Jim Strozier, Jonathan Turner as agents for Julia Chavez. That item is deferred to the April 22nd, 2026 DHO hearing, which will begin at 9 a.m. All right. Now that we have the agenda set for today, I would request that any members of the public who would like to speak on a particular item, please let us know when that agenda item is called. We'll hear first from the applicant or agent, and then later on there'll be a time for public comment. And if you're on Zoom, you can use the raise your hand feature, which can be found under the React tab at the bottom of your screen. If you're calling in, you can press *9 on the phone, *9 to raise your hand. And if you're on video, you can just raise your hand or wave to be called upon. If any participant causes a disruption, that participant will be removed from the hearing. If there are any technical issues, we will end the hearing temporarily, and then the DHO hearing will resume at 1 p.m. using the same Zoom link and phone number for dial-in. As we begin, I'll read a brief statement regarding the purpose of the Development Hearing Officer, the DHO. The DHO was created in 2022 by amendment to the City Integrated Development Ordinance. The DHO and DFT staff members apply the standards and requirements in the Integrated Development Ordinance and the Development Process Manual. With that, we'll go ahead and begin with Agenda Item 1. Agenda Item 1 is PR 2025-020144, VAC 2026-00003. It's a request for vacation of right-of-way submitted by Tierra West, Sergio Lozoya as agent for Gonzalez David X and Gonzalez Rebecca M, trustees of Gonzalez RVT, who request the aforementioned actions for all or a portion of Track 47, Map 32, Map 32, Track 68, A2C, and ZAP Van Addition Number 10, Lot 14 and 15, exclusive west 80 feet and exclusive of the southerly portion out to the right-of-way containing 1.0263 acres, Lot 13 except for the southerly portion out to right-of-way on Montaño Road, and the ZAP Van Addition Number 10, containing approximately 18,746 square feet. All that is zoned RA and MXT and R1C, and it's located at 817 Montaño Road Northwest and 807 Montaño Road Northwest, as well as 5616 Jean Avenue Northwest, all containing approximately 3.03 acres. Do we have a representative of the applicant team here?
Yes, Mr. Hearing Officer, Sergio Lozoya here with Tierra West.
Good morning, Mr. Lozoya. Would you please state your full name and mailing address for the record?
Sure. Sergio Lozoya at 5571 Midway Park Place Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87109.
Thank you, sir. Please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Very good. Is there anyone else in the public who would like to comment on this item once we get to the public comment period? Okay, not seeing anyone. Go ahead, Mr. Lozoya, if you'd please present the project.
Sure. So just as previously stated, the entire subject parcel is compromised of four parcels in total, which will ultimately be subdivided into one. Today's action, though, only affects two parcels, and that is 907 Montaño Road and 817 Montaño Road. On those two parcels, there's an existing acequia right-of-way, totaling just under 5,000 square feet of acequia right-of-way. So today we are just asking that that right-of-way be vacated. We did get in touch with a representative from MRGCD, so this acequia is no longer in operation or ownership under them, so it will cause no issues if it does get vacated. Per the IDO review and decision criteria 66M3A, the public welfare does not require the easement, private way, or public right-of-way to be retained. Again, it's not an existing acequia. There is no physical acequia there. There hasn't been for a long time. This acequia was originally recorded in the 1920s, so it's been some time since it's actually been a functioning acequia. As far as requirement 66M3B, there is a net benefit to the public welfare because the development made possible by the vacation is clearly more beneficial to the public welfare than the minor detriment resulting from the vacation. So the following actions for this subject site is to be subdivided into one parcel and then to be developed into a medical facility, so like a medical office suite. Well, we believe that is a net benefit to the public versus what it's being used as now, in which a couple of the parcels are vacant, and then there's a one parcel that has a single family residence, but all of that will be cleared out, and it will be cleared out for the new development. Recently, as of, March 19th, there was a zone map amendment request to rezone all four parcels to mixed use moderate intensity. So that was approved by the EPC 8-0. But we are still in the appeal period for that, which should be up next Friday, April 3rd. And that does it for my portion of the presentation, and I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Bear with me just one second. I'm just pulling up that criteria to make sure I didn't have any questions here it is. Thank you. Great. No questions. Thank you, Mr. Lozoya. Anything else that you'd like to add before I call for public comment?
Sure, Sergio with thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer Sergio Lozoya with Tierra West here. So we received the comments from staff, so we're aware that we'll likely need to apply for a sidewalk waiver once the platting action occurs. So we'll just work that out with the owner if he'd like for us to do that, or if the person who's bringing the platting action through will take care of that. So we're not doing the platting action, but we'll be assisting as needed. So that's it for me. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right, in that case, let's go ahead and proceed to the public comment. Again, this is agenda item one. Please raise your hand if you'd like to speak on that item. I'm not seeing anyone with a hand raised, and having called previously and not seeing anyone, I'm going to go ahead and issue a last call for public comment on agenda item one. Okay, it doesn't appear that there's any public comment, Mr. Lozoya, so we'll go ahead and proceed to the DFD specialty members for their comments, beginning with the Water Authority. Mr. David Gutierrez, are you there, sir?
I am.
Oh, there you are. Thank you. Would you please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, the Water Authority has no objections on this one. I did have a just a general comment for when the plat comes in that we'll take a look at easements and see if any are needed. And I don't suspect that, but just be aware that we may look at the other lots and see if there's any easements that could be required to access water and sewer for any of the adjacent lots. That's all I
Okay.
have. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Any questions about that, Mr. Lasoya?
Thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer, and thank you, David, for your comments. No, I have no questions on that. Thank you. We'll get your comments forwarded to DJ&A, so they're the ones that will be doing the platting action, so we'll make sure this gets communicated to them.
Great, thank you. All right, that takes us to hydrology. Mr. Tiquan Chen, if you please raise your right hand, do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Tiquan Chen, Hydrology. Hydrology has no objection. For future development, grading drainage plan will be required prior to building permit. That's all from Hydrology. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Let's go next to transportation. Mr. Ernest Armijo, please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Transportation has no objection. For future development, an approved TCL will be required prior to site plan or building permit. Also, a traffic scoping form would need to be submitted to determine if a TIS would be required.
Thank you, Mr. Armijo. Any questions about that, Mr. Lozoya?
No, Mr. Hearing Officer, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Let's go next to code enforcement. Who'll be delivering those comments today?
Do we have anybody?
Let me just dub. I'll double check here for you. Hold on one quick second.
Thank you, Mr. Webb.
I don't believe code provided any comments on this. Jacob has is checking right now.
Okay,
Yeah,
let's go
that's
ahead and table that and we'll go to the Parks and Recreation comments. Were there any comments from Parks and Recreation?
I can do Parks and Rec, sir.
Thank you. Mr. Robert Webb, please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
For this project, Parks had no comments or objections to the requested vacation of right of way.
Thank you, sir. Let's go next to the planning department comments, then we'll circle back to code after that. He'll be delivering the planning comments today.
This is Anthony Montoya, sir.
Thank you, Ms. Montoya. Please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
So the comments that I provided is the contact for Damian Bader, who's at Real Property. You'll have to purchase it should this be approved. Real Property will be required to sign the plat, which incorporates the vacated area into the properties. And then my further comments were more in regards to future platting action about the detached single family homes that are on there. I just provided you some information. Now that it's MXM, single family detached dwelling isn't permissive. So just to take a look at that before platting action. And then a minor preliminary final platting action for DHO review and approval must be submitted within 1 year of the DHO approval of the vacation. Otherwise, the vacation expires. And that's all I have, sir.
Thank you, Ms. Montoya. If you would please put any proposed conditions in the chat, I'd really appreciate it. And let's go to, I see Ron Bohannon with the hand raised, sir. If you'd please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Mr. Hearing Officer, I do. Ron Bohannon, 5571 Midway Park Place.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Thank you. Antonio, could you? So we have a title commitment that shows the underlying owner as the loan owner, and that is not public right away. So do you have something that you can share with us that shows that that's public right away and would have to be purchased?
Let's go to Jay Rodenbeck. I see his hand raised. Ms. Rodenbeck, if you'd please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
A couple things, Ron. You'll have to work that out through a property. I mean, it's depicted as right of way on the plat. That's why you guys are going through the vacation right of way process in the first place. You'll need to work that out through a property, maybe MRGCD. But that'll be outside of this decision. It is depicted as right of way though on the plat, so you're going through the right process for the DHO for the vacation of public right of way.
Okay, I just for clarification, we believe it's vacation of a public easement right versus right of way. So the
Well,
slight
it's
difference.
if we want to pull up the plat, it's shown as RW right of way. I mean,
Okay.
and vacation of easement and right of way process is the same.
Right.
It goes to the development hearing officer, so not seeing an issue here. I saw existing acequia right away. If you look on the eastern side of the subject property, I mean, these are typically, this is how we've always processed vacations of acequias, is through the vacation of public right away process. That was done back when the DRB was around. I haven't seen these processes of vacation of easement, but again, I'll note that this is the same regulatory body that would approve a vacation of easement. Yeah, it's shown as right of way, so that's why we process in this way.
Okay, we'll go through that. Thank you for identifying it, the difference.
And secondly, Mr. Hearing Officer, we have some findings I'd like to go over here.
Thank you. Go ahead, Mr.
One second now. Okay. I'm going to share my screen. And just so we're clear, Mr. Hearing Officer, you for acequias, and Ms. Montoya just went over this, but for acequias, you are the deciding body. So if approved, it'd be approved by you, Mr. Hearing Officer.
Okay.
So our findings, are we seeing this? Let's see. So the
Yes, I can
finding
see
number
it.
one, just noting the request, this is a request to vacate the right of way of an existing 9-foot MRGCD acequia, plat feature shown on the Zap Van Edition number 10 subdivision plat that was created in April 2, 1924, D130. Finding number two is just noting that a sketch plat was reviewed on December 10, 2025, in regards to platting the vacation of acequia right of way shown on the proposed plat. It's been determined by MRGCD that the acequia is not active. We actually have an email that was submitted by the applicant, and this is not in the finding, but the applicant submitted an email confirming this, which was actually read as part of the hearing for the prior zoning map amendment, which is going to be finding number three. The subject property is zoned RA, MXT, and R1C. A zoning map amendment was approved by the EPC on March 19, 2026 for the subject property to be rezoned to MXM. I'll move that down a sentence. Okay, to MXM. So the entire subject property now is zoned one zone district, and the future platting now won't have a floating zoning line. So that resolves that issue. Finding number four, 66M3, review and decision criteria and application for a vacation easement, private way or public right-of-way shall be approved if it meets any of the following criteria. 66M3A, the public welfare does not require that the easement, private way, or public right-of-way be retained. The original purpose of the right-of-way in question was to serve as an acequia that was previously in use on the subject site. However, this acequia is no longer operating or maintained by the MRGCD, meaning there is no current public use for the right-of-way. The acequia is not present on the subject site. Therefore, there is no longer an advantage to the public welfare to retain the right-of-way in question, as there is no acequia within the right-of-way or at all on the subject site. I'll change subject site to subject property, as that's how we define it. Double subject site is fine. So then 66M3B is the second criterion. There is a net benefit to the public welfare because the development, the criterion that needs to be justified is there is a net benefit to the public welfare because the development made possible by the vacation is clearly more beneficial to the public welfare than the minor detriment resulting from the vacation. And there is no convincing evidence of any substantial property rights being abridged against the will of the owner of the right. And the request will facilitate the development of two vacant sites. The benefit to the public welfare of the redevelopment of vacant sites is clearly greater than the minor detriment is, let's just state, is greater than the minor detriment resulting from the vacation, which is the retainment of an obsolete right-of-way. The right-of-way lies on private land and is no longer serving an acequia, a public utility. Therefore, the right-of-way no longer serves a public amenity and only has the potential for private use. The owner of the site does not see a benefit of retaining the right-of-way for any private use and is thus pursuing the vacation. Therefore, the request is aligned with the will and rights of the property owner. Let's just remove that final paragraph. Per table six, and then finding number five is noting the notification requirements were met per table 611 DIO. Public notice requirements have been satisfied by the applicant prior to the submittal. And finding number six, apply an application for DHO review and approval must be submitted within 1 year of City Council approval. Well, let's get, let's change that to DHO approval of the vacations. See table 643 of the IDO, and the platting application will only be accepted and placed on DHO. Well, let's just get rid of that, because that language is no longer necessary because this is just going to DHO. All right. So I think we have the findings confirmed here as proposed by staff, Mr. Hearing Officer.
Thank you, Mr. Runbeck. Mr. Lozoya, Mr. Bohannon, any comments on those proposed findings?
Thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer. Sergio Lozoya here. No, I have no questions or comments on those.
Okay. No. Thank you both. I'm going to go ahead and adopt those findings as they were amended on screen. And just one little point of discussion, unless there's anything else. Let's see, do we hear back from code enforcement?
Mr. Herdoff. Mr.
Go ahead,
this is Mr. Jacob. I can speak on code comments.
Oh, thank you, sir. Jacob Boylan, please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Code enforcement provided no comments and no objections to this matter. I will also note that they did not provide comments for any of the upcoming applications either.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so just I see the proposed conditions in the chat. Thank you, Ms. Montoya, for putting those in there. And just wanted to talk about this second proposed condition, the contact to purchase. I just don't feel, I hear what the applicant's saying that, you know, they have a commitment and, you know, sort of a question as to whether a purchase is necessary. And I don't want to rule on that since I don't have the evidence in front of me. I would just like to say contact Damon, regarding the potential purchase or something like that. So then you guys can work it out with Damon after the fact. I'm not weighing in whether it's necessary or not. That's sort of how I'm proposing to handle it. Does that make sense, Mr. Odenbeck?
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Jay Rodenbach. It's okay. I mean, in this case, the applicant will need to work with, I'll say this, because we consider it right of way, real property will need to sign the future plat, unless they elect not to. We're going to reach out to them, and if they want to sign the plat, if they feel like they need to sign the plat, they're going to need to sign the plat after the EFT signatures before the city engineer signs the plat. As far as the purchase of the Sekia, Mr. Bohannon brought that up. I mean, it'll just have to be worked out with real property and an MRGCD. I'm not sure how. I mean, that's just up to them. That's what I'll say.
Okay. In that case, I think what I'll do is on this condition that Ms. Montoya provided here as a proposed condition number two, I'm just going to revise it to say that the applicant must contact Damon Bader, damonbader@cabq.gov at Real Property regarding the potential purchase of the vacated Acequia. And then I'll leave the same as proposed if approved by the DHO. Real Property will be required. And just kind of leave that there. Does that work for the applicant and staff?
Mr. Hearing Officer, Mr. Bohannon, that works for us. I was going to suggest just doing a finding because if they do need to sign the plat,
Yeah,
then.
there's no sign off of this action either. I mean, I had, so Ms. Montoya put in there a minor preliminary final platting application for DHO review and approval must be submitted. I had that as a finding. That was a finding. So I don't think we need that in there as a condition. And I'd say for this one, we probably don't. I mean, it doesn't hurt to have the real property comment as a condition, though.
If Mr. Hearing Officer, we're good either way.
Okay. So then, what if we just omit the second sentence? The real property will be signed, required to sign, because it sounds like that's covered by the
Right, I
finding.
think that would be good, yeah.
Okay. Very good. Any other comments from anybody? All right. Well, thank you everybody for the presentations and submittals. The matter is ready for decision. And so, again, this is agenda item one. It's PR 2025-020144, VAC 2026-00003. And I hereby approve that item, project number, and application number, which is a request for vacation of right of way, because the public welfare does not require that the public right of way be retained, and there is a net benefit to the public welfare because the development is made possible by the vacation is more beneficial to the public welfare, and there's no convincing evidence that any substantial property right is being abridged by this vacation, all for the reasons stated in the adopted findings at this hearing, with the following condition. Applicant must contact Damon Bader, which is at damonbader@cabq.gov, at City Real Property regarding the potential need to purchase the vacated Acequia as approved. Thank
Mr.
you,
Hearing Officer,
everybody. Oh, go ahead, Mr. Rodenbeck.
I thought we decided we were going to leave out that first sentence, Mr. Hearing
Oh, I
Officer.
was saying I was going to leave out the second sentence. That's what I
Oh,
said.
well, I think, Mr. Hearing Officer, real property will most likely be required to sign the plat. Okay, I thought we were going with the second sentence to be included in the condition.
Okay, oh, the second sentence isn't covered in the finding.
No, I don't believe so. Let me double check here, but I don't believe so. I'll share my screen again with the findings that were read off and approved with this, Mr. Hearing Officer. I don't believe we
Thank you,
had
sir.
any, I didn't have any reference to real property in the findings, so it'd probably be good to have that as a, as a.
Okay. That sounds good. So let me restate the condition of approval. The applicant must contact Damon Bader at cabq.gov at City Real Property regarding the potential purchase of the vacated Acequia and as approved by the DHO. And Real Property will be required to sign the plat, which incorporates the vacated area into the properties. Great. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer.
That concludes agenda item one.
Thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer. Thank you, DFT staff.
Mr. Lozoya. Okay, with agenda